allegations of witness tampering. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. At today's hearing of the House Committee investigating the January 6th riot, Vice Chair Liz Cheney says former President Trump attempted to contact a witness who has not yet appeared before the committee. And she says the Justice Department's been notified. And the committee played testimony from one of Trump's top aides.
The committee focused on a late-night verbal brawl in the Oval Office with Trump loyalists fighting with White House attorneys, including Pat Cipollone, who just talked to the committee on Friday.
I don't think any of these people were providing the president with good advice.
In the conclave, Trump advisors challenged top White House aides that they needed to go to the mat for the former president. Sidney Powell implored the former president to appoint her special counsel to investigate the election. She also wanted the military to seize voting machines. Cipollone was appalled. After the meeting, President Trump fired off a tweet which the committee says fueled the riot.
Fox's Chad Perkerman in Washington. New video has been released by Texas lawmakers as the investigating into the mass shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas in May continues, which shows the gunman entering the school armed with a rifle and later shows police officers in body armor milling in the hallway outside classrooms where 19 children and two teachers were killed. The edited footage was published as Texas lawmakers investigating the massacre are preparing to release their findings. A deadly boating accident in the Hudson River in New York City. New York City Deputy Fire Commissioner Laura Cavanaugh says a boat capsized near a pier, killing two.
7-year-old male and a 50-year-old female. In addition, there are two New Yorkers in critical condition in the hospitals, and an additional New Yorker who is stable but critical at the hospital at this time.
Kavanaugh says a ferry nearby helped rescue survivors. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Jury selection's begun in Denver, Colorado, in the trial of a dental franchise owner accused of killing his wife on an African safari.
Federal prosecutors allege 67-year-old Larry Rudolph killed his wife on a 2016 hunting trip in Zambia, then cashed nearly $5 million in life and accidental death insurance policies. Prosecutors charged Rudolph with murder and mail fraud. Rudolph says he's innocent and told Zambian police his wife of 34 years, Bianca, died when he was in the bathroom, suggesting she shot herself while trying to pack a gun for the trip. But prosecutors say the shot was fired from 2 to 3.5 feet away. If convicted, the federal murder charge carries a maximum penalty of life in prison or death. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
A new ad campaign from the Democratic National Committee is aimed at energizing voters following last month's Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe versus Wade.
Starting today, ads from the Democratic National Committee are hitting the websites of more than 20 lifestyle publications, warning that Republicans' ultimate goal is to outlaw abortion nationwide. The ads show Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell alongside text that says, quote, Republicans are pushing to ban abortion nationally. Join us in fighting back. Websites featuring the $10,000 ad buy include Teen Vogue, Glamour, Elle, Cosmopolitan, Refinery 29, GQ, Men's Health, and others. The campaign is also promoting what the DNC calls a week of action devoted to defending abortion rights and is also meant to help publicize defendchoice.org. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
NASA has unveiled a new batch of images from its new powerful space telescope. Views released today include a foamy blue and orange shot of a dying star, five galaxies in a so-called cosmic dance, and a sparkling landscape of baby stars. I'm Lisa Lacera, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.